Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 23, verses 44 to 46. By this time, it was about noon. Darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. The light from the sun was gone. And suddenly, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn down the middle. Then Jesus shouted, "Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands." And with those words, he breathed his last. These incredible words take us to the heart of Good Friday. This is the most incredibly amazing, wonderful day that's ever happened, in which God showed us just how much he loved us. Anyone can use words of love, but words can be cheap and easily said. It's only when we see actions that we know that love is real. And when we consider how Jesus died on the cross, we discover the full extent of God's love for us in sending his own Son to give everything for us. Jesus' death on the cross changed everything. As he died, the thick curtain in the temple was torn in two. That curtain was the barrier that ensured that people were kept out of the Holy of Holies. Only the high priest was able to go into that holiest of places, and he could only do so once a year. Nothing could have been more significant than the tearing of the curtain, and it proclaimed to the world that through the death of Jesus, everyone was welcome into the holy presence of God. This Easter, millions of Christians around the world will celebrate Jesus' death and resurrection. But this good news belongs to the world, not just to us. As we give thanks for God's amazing generosity to us, let us pray for our families, our neighbours and our communities, and for all those for whom the life, death and resurrection of Jesus mean nothing at all. Let's keep in mind the torn curtain and remind ourselves that Jesus came to show his completely love for them, just as much as for us. So let me ask you a question. What does Good Friday tell you about God's love for you personally and for your community? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you've shown us complete love through the death of Jesus on the cross. Help us to live in the light of that love and to be constantly eager to pass it on to others. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.